From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Unofficial results show the opposition party of Aung San Suu Kyi poised for a victory in Myanmar's Sunday election. VOA's Steve Herman in Yangon has more.
Opposition supporters were jubilant as initial and very preliminary returns announced showed the National League for Democracy in the lead. Comprehensive official results of the voting could take as long as 1 week. But even if the NLD secures a landslide victory, its leader Aung San Suu Kyi is ineligible to become president. During its rule, Myanmar's military junta made sure of that, injecting a clause in the constitution excluding anyone with a non-Myanmar spouse or foreign children from the highest office. Steve Herman, VOA News, Yangon.
European tourists are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands following the October 31st Russian airline disaster that killed all 224 people on board. Some 5,000 British citizens expected to depart by the end of the day on Sunday, and Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the repatriation of his country's travelers from the Sinai resort. Islamic State affiliated are claiming responsibility for that attack. France has requested a United Nations Security Council meeting today to discuss the deteriorating security situation in Burundi. Saturday, the United States expressed grave concern over the political and security situation and condemned the killing of the son of a rights activist. Late Saturday, 9 people were executed by unknown gunmen in the capital, Bujumbura. Security forces launching a crackdown in a search for illegal weapons. The government deadline to turn in the weapons was midnight Saturday. This is VOA News. President Obama is hosting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks today at the White House. Two leaders are also expected to discuss a fresh wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence that began 2 months ago at a Jerusalem holy site and spread across Israel and into the West Bank and Gaza Strip. U.S. officials said President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu will discuss steps to prevent further confrontation between the Mideast parties in the absence of a peace agreement. They said that while Mr. Obama remains committed to a two-state solution between the Israelis and Palestinians, he does not believe it's possible before he leaves office. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says if the U.S. finds additional groups willing to fight the Islamic State militants in Syria, he and President Obama are prepared to deploy additional U.S. forces there. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Carter appearing Sunday on U.S. television while aboard the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt in the South China Sea says as the U.S. learned in Iraq and Afghanistan, the key to victory is having local forces capable of keeping the peace once they've been helped to win the peace.
Now, those are hard to find in Iraq and Syria. That's why it's going to take some time, because we have to help develop, enable, encourage those forces. So what you have here is some forces who want to fight ISIL and have shown some effectiveness in fighting ISIL. And if they grow in size, we'll do more.
When asked if the U.S. is going back to war in the region, the defense chief described the IS group as an evil that threatens American security and said the U.S. needs to protect itself. He said the Islamic State has to be beaten, and it will be beaten. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Facing a massive migrant crisis and a struggling economy, Croatian voters went to the polls on Sunday to elect a new parliament. Members of the Croatian Democratic Union celebrating vote tallies, which show the conservative opposition winning 59 seats, the ruling Social Democrats carrying 56. A new party called Most is running third with 19 seats in the 151-member legislature. World Bank is warning that global warming will push 100 million more people into poverty across the globe in the next 15 years. In the absence of further action by developed nations to curb rising temperatures, in a report released on Sunday, the bank called for rapid, inclusive, and climate-smart development together with emission reductions aimed at protecting the world's most vulnerable inhabitants. The report comes ahead of a global summit on climate change that will open on November the 30th in Paris. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.